This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The theme of this economy right now, the short-term hope, I guess, is the better way to say that, is pent-up demand, doing things we haven't been able to do for more than a year. And for a whole lot of workers, that includes taking a vacation. A survey by the U.S. Travel Association shows almost two-thirds of Americans desperately, that's the word they use, need a vacation. The irony here is that Americans, at least the ones lucky enough to get paid time off, have historically been really, really, really bad at taking it, leaving on average half of their vacation days unused. But this summer, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino tells us, could be different.
As soon as Jennifer Temple had the chance, she was making plans for her post-vaccination life.
I literally got home from my first dose. And I slacked my boss and I said, I just realized I can travel on May 8th. I did the calculation and I'd really like to go.
After the Seattle communications professional figured out her password to those travel sites she hadn't used in over a year, she booked a trip to Houston in May to see her family, a jaunt to California wine country in June. Oh, and then there's that Brandi Carlile concert that was canceled last year that's now been rescheduled in August in Eastern Washington.
And beyond that, I mean, I really would like to get out to Hawaii, Belize, warm tropics are on my horizon. That's all I can think about right now.
Increasing vaccinations are letting loose a gusher of pent-up travel demand. And that could be tricky for employers to navigate, says John Dooney with the Society for Human Resource Management.
These requests will come kind of in a short time period. So I think that's a challenge companies may face.
Companies don't want workers building up huge amounts of PTO that they'll be liable for, but they also need to keep their businesses running. He says some employers have set limits on the number of people who can be out at the same time to try to stagger vacations.
I think some employers may also decide to shut down for all employees, and sometimes you might see that during the shutdown with holiday time.
But not all companies can afford to be super flexible right now. James Hendricks is a data scientist for a solar company in Houston. He canceled a family trip to Disney World in Orlando last November and hasn't taken more than a few days off all year. Now he's got a trip out west on his mind.
I would like to drive everybody out to see the redwoods and some of the other, I guess, more rare and interesting natural ecological things.
He has more than 2 weeks of time off banked, but it's not a good time to take off, partly because one of his colleagues died unexpectedly.
And we're having a hard time finding somebody to take over that role. Now there's just a lot more that needs to be done, and getting away, even for like taking a Friday off for a 3-day weekend, and we just don't have the people on hand to take care of it.
But giving employees a break could have benefits to productivity in the long run, says Sheila Ryan, who heads HR for Clear Capital Appraisal Services near Lake Tahoe. She knows workers are just burnt out.
Because I'm one of them, right?
She describes the current moment as the mud season. In her mountain town, the snow is literally starting to melt as the worst of the pandemic eases. It's a sign of sunny days ahead, but right now, it's still a slog.
It's nice to look forward to something. So we want people to do that. We want our people to be energized and hopeful.
And that's exactly what planning a vacation, or three or four, has done for Jennifer Temple in Seattle, who's been waiting to visit family for 18 months.
Getting to see my stepmom, getting to see my sister and my family, and hanging out, eating. It's just huge. I'm just so looking forward to seeing people.
This year, vacations mean a lot more than just the usual R&R. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.